This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Stile Antico is a group of young British singers. Their name literally means old style, a term coined during the 17th century to describe polyphonic Renaissance church music. Stile Antico just completed an extensive U.S. tour, starting in Boston and ending in New York, with various stops in between, including Kansas City and Minneapolis. The tour was in celebration of their latest release, Passion and Resurrection, music inspired by Holy Week. Soprano Helen Ashby and tenor Ben Hymus agree that this program is an embarrassment of riches.
Every time I turn the page for the next piece, I think it's the favourite one, and then getting better. So
it's a chocolate box. Yeah. It's an absolute chocolate box of Renaissance music.
This box of Renaissance chocolates is filled with rich morsels from 16th and 17th century Belgium, Italy, Spain, and England. If you're looking for just the right tasty nugget, Ben suggests you sample one by John Taverner with its soaring melodic lines and high treble part.
I mean, I particularly love Dum Transis et Sabbatum by Taverner, although the sopranos will hate me for saying that because it's not the easiest piece to sing.
An audience favorite is Ovos Omnes by the great Spanish Renaissance composer Tomás Luis de Victoria. This work is very homophonic with a single melodic line, and it gives Stile Antico a chance to color the text in a very effective way. Passion and Resurrection opens with a devotional carol titled Woefully Arrayed by English composer William Cornish. Another work inspired by that piece, also titled Woefully Arrayed, was composed specifically for Stile Antico. Helen says this is the first time they've ever commissioned a piece.
It came about because we were singing in a concert in the Three Choirs Festival in the UK, and they had a composer in residence that year who was John McCabe, and they were very keen to commission something for us. He looked at the programme we were doing and chose that text, Woefully Arrayed, from the Cornish, which is an incredible text, really. It's very vivid and, lots of amazing imagery. He's really brought a whole new spin to that piece. So, yeah, it's really fantastic for us to do something a bit different.
One thing you'll notice about Stile Antico is their incredibly vivid blend, which has established them as one of the most original and exciting new ensembles in their field. Ben Hymus attributes their success to the trust and respect they each have for one another.
People have often asked us how we make our sound, whether we cultivate it. And the answer is that it does just come out of the way we work. It's the group was set out to make the most of the fact that without a central person conducting, it feels more alive to us. We're all responsible for communicating with each other around the group. Everyone's got a part to play, so everyone's that much more switched on.
Everyone in Stile Antico is really fired up about making music together, including their newest member, bass Tom Flint, who was handpicked to join the ensemble the day they were scheduled to fly out for their U.S. tour. His baptism by fire includes recording sessions for their upcoming release, Phoenix Rising, which features highlights from the Tudor Church Music series. It's due out later this summer. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.